Measles on the march.
This is a highly contagious disease. There are likely to be more cases.
California cloudburst.
We could see as much as 10 inches of rain.
A child's call to 911.
Let's stop whining.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New cases outside Chicago and possible ones in two states are adding to the concern about the measles outbreak. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A one-year-old in New Jersey and Ohio high school student both are being examined, and if they have the measles, the illness will be in 16 states. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds is at the suburban Chicago Child Care Center, where there are two confirmed cases among infants, three others suspected, and up to 10 more possible.
All of its unvaccinated employees and children have been asked to stay home for the next 3 weeks.
In the vaccination debate, Pam Raspberry of Houston pleads with parents to protect their kids. Her son was hit when he was too young for the shots.
Ryan was very, very sick. With the measles and the fever, he lost his hearing.
Lawmakers in Washington State and California propose strengthening vaccination requirements. In Colorado, Republican Senator Tim Neville is pushing a parent's bill of rights.
We've had vaccines for many things. The problem is it should be up to the parents.
So far, 150 cases have been diagnosed nationwide. Steve?
Well, China has emerged as a primary suspect in the data breach that hit this country's number two health insurer, Anthem, affecting up to 80 million people. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Sources tell CBS News that this attack involved custom malware, which has been used in state-sponsored attacks. Cybercriminals are going where the money is. Security analysts say the street value of a health record is 20 to 40 times higher than that of a credit card.
Now, Anthem says it's yet to find any evidence medical records were compromised. It admits access was gained to names, birth dates, emails, social security numbers, incomes, and street addresses. Now to Northern California. There are fears there of flooding and mudslides as a powerful rainstorm is due to roll through. Sandbags are being filled up in many places. CBS's Carter Evans is in Healdsburg, California.
This system is expected to drop a tremendous amount of rain in the mountain areas, up to 10 inches. All of that flows down into rivers, and the Russian River runs right through wine country here. That river is expected to rise 20 feet in the next 36 hours.
Rain and high winds will also batter parts of eastern Oregon and Washington state. The Northeast is shivering with below zero wind chills and more snow in the forecast. Federal investigators have a clearer picture of what happened the night a commuter train north of New York City slammed into an SUV on the tracks. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
The accident vehicle slowly moved onto the crossing and stopped. And as it was stopped, the gate lowered, striking the accident vehicle on the back corner of the vehicle. The SUV driver exited her car and walked to the gate. She touched the gate. The accident driver then entered her vehicle and sat there for a moment. And the accident driver suddenly pulled forward. And as she did so, the train struck the car.
Six people were killed in the crash when the first car caught fire. A funeral will be held today for the SUV driver, Ellen Brody. Her rabbi, Benji Silverman, says her family and friends are distraught.
Very difficult to watch the three girls who adored their mother so much, to watch what they're going through right now. And Ellen is a very close family.
The investigators say the crossing gates did work properly and the train was going below the speed limit. Overseas, officials in Taiwan say both engines lost power before that TransAsia plane crashed Wednesday into a shallow river shortly after takeoff. CBS's Shannon Van Sant in Beijing.
After the right engine failed, pilots reduced acceleration to the left engine and then attempted and failed to restart it. Rescuers say the plane's pilot was still clutching the joystick when his body was found.
35 are confirmed dead. 8 bodies have yet to be located. 15 people survived. The government says 257,000 jobs were created last month. That's a bit better than expectations, and the unemployment rate was up a tenth of a point to 5.7%. Economist Nariman Baravish.
If we continue to see jobs growth in the 200 to 250 range, which is the expectation over the next few months, it does suggest that the U.S. is doing well. It's on track for a growth rate of, say, around 3% on average.
Growth was a bit below that pace in the final 3 months of last year. Overseas, German and French leaders are taking their Ukraine peace plan to Moscow. Fighting in eastern Ukraine's intensified in recent weeks between government forces and pro-Russian separatists. Vice President Biden is in Brussels meeting with European leaders. He says Russian President Putin has been a roadblock to peace in Ukraine.
This is a moment where the United States and Europe must stand together, stand firm. Russia cannot be allowed to redraw the map of Europe.
Jurors in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial will today visit the former NFL star's home and the crime scene. Religious and personal items will be removed from the house first. Hernandez's fiancée still lives there. Hernandez is accused of killing Odin Lloyd, a semi-pro football player, back in 2013. Early this week, a Maryland man and his fiancée were struck by a car as they changed a flat tire on a busy highway. The man's 13-year-old daughter in the back seat called 911.
So two people were struck?
Yeah, they both went. They just went.
Okay, let's stop whining, okay? Let's stop whining. It's hard to understand you.
In the five-minute call, the dispatcher never asked how old the girl is and calls her ma'am. The girl's father was killed. His fiancée is hospitalized. The dispatcher is now under investigation and could lose his job. In what might be a career-ending injury, Olympic gold medalist Bodie Miller tore a hamstring during the World Skiing Championships in Colorado. Miller, who had successful surgery, is 37 years old. It's the music industry's big weekend. CBS's Steve Futterman looks ahead to the Grammy Awards.
This is the Grammy night favorite.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
The mega hit Stay With Me, performed by Sam Smith, is up for both Record and Song of the Year, and the 22-year-old Smith is the favorite to win Best New Artist. Other nominees for Record of the Year include Taylor Swift's Shake It Off and Iggy Azalea's Fancy. Beyoncé is the favorite to win Album of the Year. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
There's a follow-up to the story of James Robertson, the Detroit man who walks 21 miles to and from work at a factory. A Ford dealer is giving him a fully loaded 2015 Taurus sedan. An online campaign to help Robertson raised close to $300,000. Radio Shack, a company founded back in 1921, is filed for bankruptcy. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
It plans to sell as many as 2,400 stores to Standard General and close up the rest as many as 2,500.
Radio Shack's been headed down the road of retail irrelevancy for a long time.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
All the items Radio Shack had in their main ads on the front and back page last decade and early this decade, 98% of the items are discontinued, not even sold anymore.
What stores remain open will likely be centerpieces for Sprint's cell phones and service. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
There's a new map of the New York City subway system put out by medical researchers. It shows microbes and pathogens throughout the system on things like benches and turnstiles. They found plenty of disease-causing bacteria, some of it harmless, some of it drug-resistant, but mostly low levels. That's the World News Roundup. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.